to read his friends. The shir should be a special chus l'nishmas for Leob and Menachem Mendel HaKohen. In the Mishnah Meseches Kelim, Perakin Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, the Mishnah says that if you have a keren agula tmeya upshuta tahora, that a keren agula, a round keren, a round horn is tame, and a flat horn is tahor. The Rash explains that these this is a musical instrument, and if it's round, it has a receptacle. If it's flat, it doesn't have a receptacle. So if it has a receptacle, it's tame, and if it's flat, it doesn't have a receptacle, it's tahor. And this is a kli etzem. It's made from the etzem of a behem, and that's a din of a kli etzem. Like a horn is considered a kli etzem, that if it has a receptacle, it's tame, and if it doesn't have a receptacle, it's tahor. So the Mishnah is simple enough. However, if it's so simple, then why does the Mishnah even have to tell us, according to the Rash, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? So explains Moreno Agon Ramosh Shapir, it's as follows. That we have to say, according to the Rash, that the chiddush is that even though the base kibble wasn't made for Kabbalah, nevertheless, it's still Makabel Tumah. Since Lemais it's Makabel Tumah. So even though it wasn't made for Kabbalah, but since it is, it does receive, even though it wasn't made, in practice it's not going to be a receptacle, but since it's in the form of a receptacle, it's still Makabel Tumah. But if it's flat, it's not Makabel Tumah. The only problem is the Rambam says numerous times that a base kibble has to be made to receive. It's not enough that it's a receptacle. It has to be a receptacle that's made to receive things. So therefore the Rambam can learn Pshat in the Mishnah, like the Rash, that the very fact that it has a receptacle is enough to make it tame. It has to be a receptacle made to be makabel something. So we have to understand, how's the Rambam going to learn Pshat in this Mishnah? Why is it Karen Agula Tumeya? So says Rav Moshe Zitzel, that the Rambam writes, very interestingly, that we're not talking here about a keren of a behema, rather we're the horn of an animal, rather we're talking about a trumpet. And the difference between a round trumpet and a flat one is that a round one is made of different parts, and you need a craftsman, you need an uman, in order to put together the parts, and therefore it says in Shabbos Daf Mem Zayin that if a person restores a keren agula, on Shabbos he's chayiv chatzis. If a person restores a round horn on Shabbos, he's chayiv chatzis, because it's a maisa uman. And a maisa uman on Shabbos is chayiv. He's chayiv for this malacha. And a keren pshuta, if it's flat, even a hedgehog can put it back together. That's what the Rambam writes, Perak Yud, Me'ekelem, Alocha Tesvav, Achotzeres, Shim, Futzeles, Chuyos, Chuyos. This is a trumpet that's made up of different parts. Elo Uman, Arezim, Mekabelas, Tung, Shim, Chuveres. If only an Uman can restore it, it's Mekabel Tuma when it's connected. Mimakoyachol, Afarku, Lachzira, Eno Gels Tumut. If anybody can put it together and take it apart, can mantle or dismantle it, it's not Makabel Tumah. So you see that Shitas HaRambam is that the Mishnah is talking about a Keren that's Mechuberes, and only a Keren Agula is going to be Tumeya, because its Chibur is a Chibur Gomer, because only an Uman can put this together. But the Chibur of a Keren Pshuta is not considered a Chibur, because anybody can put it together. And therefore, even if it's connected, it's not Makabel Tumah, because if a Hedger can put it together, it's not Makabel Tumah, even B'Shas Chibur. So the Rambam says all to contingent on whether an Uman puts it together or not. So here, an Uman puts it together, a gula, it's tame, and a hedgehog puts it together, a pshuta, it's tar. So Frek the Ravid on the Rambam, what is he talking about? Masha Amar, Shimen Yochel Achzira, Elo Uman, Mekabel Es Tuma, Velim Hedgehog Yochel Achzira, Elo Tuma. He says that if a hedgehog can put it back together, it's not Mekabel Tuma, even if it's connected. That was a Rachok Mod, this is very remote. And we find the opposite in the Mishnah, Perek Chavov, Mishnah Aleph, we recently learned it in our Shiurim on Mishnayos, that a sandal imki, Vekis Shal Shnatzos, this sandal imki, a certain type of sandal with laces, and a kishel shnatzos, a certain type of bag with lace, with the lace around the top. Harelu mitam etam shalobim, they become tame if they're put together, even not by an uman, and they're matar if they're taken apart, also shalobim uman. You don't need a craftsman in order to make a tuma in this kli. This sandalimki and kishel shnatzos. Some Rabbi Yosef, lo kol kelim mitam etam shalobim. What are you talking about? Says Rabbi Yosef to the Tanakama. All kelim become tame or tar, even without an uman. And these, even if they are removed, you remove the laces, they're still tame. That's the chiddush of the sandal imki and the kishel shnatzos. That even if you remove the laces, they're still tame. Why? Because a hedgehog can be machzir them, because a hedgehog can put them back together. So what do you see from here? You see that as long as a hedgehog can put it together, even if it's not connected, it's considered that it's Mekabel Tumah. certainly when it's connected. So to in Masechah Shabbos, he says, Daf and Ches Amid Beis, Begabi Inbal Vazug, a bell and a clapper inside the bell, we said that since a hedger can put them back together, even if the clapper was taken, they still remain tame. Alma, so we see, says the Ravid, Kevin Shiachal Hedjot Lach Zero, says the Hedjot can be Machzirit, it's Makabal Tumah, even if it was taken apart, and certainly Bishas Chiburo. So you see in the Ravid says, look at the Mishnah, look at the Gemara and Shabbos, you see, Kol Shiachal Lach Zero, if a Hedjot can put it back together, that's a Sibala Tumah, not a Sibala Tara, Va'adarabba. Even if it's disassembled, even if it's dismantled, it's Makabal Tumah, if a Hedjot can put it back together, and certainly when it's Machubar. So how does the Rambam say here that it, since a Hedjot can put together this pshuta, it's when it's mechubar, it's tar. How do you say when it's mechubar, it's tar? That's mamish hefech divrei mishnah, hefech divrei gemara. According to the mishnah, the gemara, when it's mechubar, when a hedger can put it together, certainly even when it's mefurik, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's tar. Certainly when it's mechubar, it's going to be. It's even if it's mefurik, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's makabel tumah. Certainly when it's mechubar, it's going to be makabel tumah. It says even in the Tanakhama that kol hakelim is tam and mistarim shelo buma. Everything is makabel tumah even without an omen. So when a hedger puts it together, avad it's makabel tumah. And we see by the inbal and the zug, even when he takes it apart, there's still makabel tumah because even a hedger can put it back together. Because if a hedger can put it together, it's makabel tumah. Even when it's mefurik, certainly when it's mechubar. And the Rambam says, no, that a hedger can put it together is a sibul atara. No, it's not. It's a reason for tumah, not for tara. So that's the hasaga of the Ravid and the Rambam, mishtarka hasaga. So, not that the Ravid needs my hasgama. So in the Mishnah, Perek Chavav, Mishnah Aleph, it says, sandal vimke v'imki v'kishel shnatzos. That's the Mishnah that the Ravid referenced. This sandal imki, and certain type of sandal, and this kis, this bag of laces, etc. Harela matam matam shalav uman, they become tame without an uman, they become purified, that they can be makabal tumma, not unsusceptible to tumma shalav uman, as long as the hedget takes it apart. Amar Rabbi Yosef, lo kol kelim matam matam shalav uman, all kelim become tame and tar without an uman, ala elu, afal pishen mutarim tumem shahedget yochal langzim, but these, even though they are removed, even if you remove the laces, they're still tame. Why are they still tame? Because a hedgeot can put them back together, explains the Rash, that these kelim have laces, and you don't need to actually tie them, rather you're just moteach the ritsuos, you stretch out the laces, and then these kelim close automatically, and they become tightened automatically, and then they open when they need to open. V'niftachen me'elem, nizgar me'elem, niftachen me'elem. So v'im hutru ritzuos taharim, but if you remove the ritzuos, it's tar. So he's explaining the Tanakhama, that the Tanakhama learns that even though that when you're machnis the ritzuos, you don't need an uman to do so, any hedjot can do so, these kelim become tame when you put in the ritzuos, and they become tar when you remove the ritzuos, even without an uman. Rav Yossi argues, and he says no, that even though they're removed, they're still going to become tame. Why? Because a hedjot can return the machzir, the ritzuos. In other words, the machlokas here between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yosef, according to the Tanakhama, im hutra ritzuai de hedyot nitar, that if the ritzua was returned by a hedyot, it becomes tar. Rabbi Yosef, he says, no. If you remove that ritzua, it's not tar, it remains tame. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef. And that's the hasagas haravid on the Rambam. Shemavur b'das Rabbi Yosef, shem hedyot yochal hachziro, or adayin b'tumaso, if a hedyot can put back the laces, it's still going to be tame. And avad and avad, it's a chibur. The very fact that a hedjot can return the laces is even when it's removed, it's tame. Certainly when it's connected. So how can the Rambam say that a hedjot putting it together is a siba for it being tar? No, according to Rabbi Yosef, we pass like Rabbi Yosef, it's a siba that it's tame that a hedjot can put it together, not a siba that it's tar. So there in Mishnah Beis, it says in the Perek Chavav, Kishel Shnatzos, Shenatlu Shnatzos Tame, that if you have this kis of Shnatzos, this laced packet, this laced bag, that the Shnatzos were taken away, the laces were taken away, it is Tame. The Rash says that a hedjot You know why it's still Tameh even if you removed it? Because the Hedger can put it back according to Rabbi Yossi. And according to the rabbis, it's Tameh where they weren't completely taken away, they're still hanging on to the kiss. But Nifshat, if the leather became flattened out, straightened out, it's Tar, because it no longer has its Suras base kibble, no longer is a form of base kibble, and therefore according to everybody, it's Tar. The Rambam writes in the 9th parak of Hilchus Kalim, in the 7th parak of Hilchus Kalim, in the 9th halacha, Kli or sheyesh lo lulos u'shnatzos kagon sandal imki v'kishal shnatzos af b'kshem mutarn ein aleim tzuras kli harei lo mekam tum kshem mutarn hol v'hedet yochum her lachetz v'shatzos b'lulos v'yachzor kli kibul k'shahaya v'chein nitnu v'heser shnatzos mehem nifsu tzuras en reim tarn af b'shev shalach ziran shelo b'uman. When leather kalim have loops and straps, for example, sandals worn on flat land, that's how the Chabad.org translation of the Rambam, Rabbi Tuger, translates Sandal Imki. Not everybody learns it that way, that it's talking about flat land, that sandals worn on flat land. They have other explanation for Imki. But the point is that you have this special type of sandal, or you have a pouch tied closed with a strand, with a lace, even though when they are untied, they don't have the shape of a kli, they are still susceptible to tumah. In that state, the rationale is that even an ordinary person can insert the strands and the loops and return the kli to its previous shape. Similarly, they contract an impurity and the straps were removed from them and their shape was undone. They are pure even though it is possible to restore them without a craftsman's activity. Harei mavur b'divrei harambam, that when they are removed, ein aleim tzuras kli. Af b'kishen mutarin ein aleim tzuras kli. They have no tzuras kli. And but it's still going to be tamei. Why? Ha'il v'hedyot yachum her lach mitzat shalatzis b'lulos, because the hedyot can put it back. A hedyot can restore it. It's not called that the Tzuras Kli was Batal. The Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yossi, like he writes in the Perush Mishnayos. And if he removed the Shnatzos and Nifsid the Tzuras, the Tzura of the Kli has been undone, the shape was undone, Sulo Mahani, it's no longer effective that a Hedjo can put it back in its Tar. And that's not like the Rash, because the Rash, Shimshon learns that if he removes the Ritzuos according to Rabbi Yossi, and so is the Halacha, the fact that a Hedyot can return, put back the Ritzuos, that makes it Tameh. It still remains Tameh. The Rambam holds no. If Nifs is a Tzura, so even if a Hedyot Yochel Achziram, it's going to be Tar. So, it emerges then that according to the Rambam, the Ravitz Kasha from Sandal Imki is not Shver at all. Why not? Because according to the Rambam, it is not effective to make something Tamei if a Hedyot can be Mechaber Shnei Chalokim Mufradim. And therefore the two separate parts. And therefore, according to the Rambam, it's not effective, it's not moil, that a hedyot can be markiv v'keren in order that it should be considered murkav. So the Rambam goes even further, because the Rambam says about this keren, this keren agula, and Pshuta, the Rambam says, Achatzotzeres, the Rambam says, talking about a trumpet, Shimfutzeles, Chulios, Chulios, Imen Yodelach Zira El Uman, Harezu Mekabelas Tomek, Shimuchuberes. If only an Uman could put it together, when it's connected, it's Mekabel Toma, V'im HaKol Yochol Lefarka Ulach Zira. If anybody can take it apart and put it back together, it's not Mekabel Toma, even when it's connected. The Rambam says that the moment even a hedyot can do it, the chibur of a hedyot is not considered a chibur. So what do we see by the case of the kis shel shnatzos and the sandal imki? We see that when it's detached, it's not mekabel tuma, when just because a hedyot can put it back together. But that's only when they're not, when the laces are not in the sandal. But when the laces are in the sandal, the Rambam holds that it's tameh, just when the laces are not in the sandal, it's tahar. And by the keren agula, And Keren Pshuta, the Rambam holds that if it is a Keren Pshuta, even if it's attached, this Keren Pshuta, if anybody can be Mefarik and Machzirit, it's not Makabel Tumah even when it's attached. So that's going even further. So we prove that the Rambam holds Givaldically that if it's detached, the fact that a hedgehog can put it back together doesn't give it a din chibur, and it's no longer makabel tumah. And by the Karen, the Rambam says that even when it's attached, since a hedgehog can attach it, it's not makabel tumah. But in the case of sandal shel imki and kis shnatzos, the Rambam holds only when it's when you remove them. V'heisir hashnatzos v'nifsa tzurasam harei hein tahorim. Even though a hedgehog can put it back together, because a hedgehog being able to put it back together doesn't make it tame if it's detached. But if it's attached, the very fact that like when it's mutarim, even though it doesn't have a tzuras kli, it's makabel tumah, because the hedgehog can fix it, even if it's untied. But a hedgehog can fix it. So our Mishnah here, the Rambam's Perush Mishnah here, doesn't go exactly like Rambam still has to explain himself, but that's what's for a future shir. The Rambam has to explain why by the Keren, if it's Mechuberes Mamish Befoal, so you're right, a hedgehog can put it together, but right now it's connected. So if it wasn't connected, I understand. Like we have by the Arak Mishnah over here in Kelim Chavav, Perek Chavav, that the Rambam holds that if it's not connected, then the din is that it's tar. Even if a hedgehog can put it back together, but it's connected, if a hedgehog can put it together, it's tameh. And the Rambam holds by the Keren that since Mechuberes can put it together by a hedgehog, even when it's connected, it's tameh. Even when it's connected, it's tar. Why? Right now it's connected. If it was disconnected, then we get it. That's like the case in the Mishnah Chavav, Per Chavav. But here he's going even further. He's saying even if it's connected, it's tar. So that's what we have to understand. But at least we got in the Rambam that a hedgehog being able to return something to fix it does not give it tumah when it's detached. And the Rambam also has to answer himself in the case of the Inbal and the Zug. That even when they're detached, even when the clapper is removed, but the very fact that that you can easily return the clapper, so the bell is still tame. What is he going to do with that gemara? That gemara says that if a hedgehog can be machzirit, it's still makabel tumah. And the Rambam holds that a hedgehog being able to put it together is a sibula tara, not a sibula tumah. So it's very difficult in the Rambam, so we still have to do our work in the Rambam. And in the Ravid's easy. Let's say the Ravid Pashas learned like the Rash, that the very fact that a hedgehog can put something back together, that in itself is enough to mean that it can be makabel tumah. Right? What does the Rash hold? The Rash holds that the kis shel shnatzos, Shnatlu shnatzav tame. So he holds that a kishel shnatzos, if the shnatzim were removed, if the laces were removed, then it still is makabel tuma. And how does the Rash learn this Mishnah? The Rash learns that you know why it's tame according to Rav Yossi? Because a hedgehog can put it back. A hedgehog can put the straps back. Since a hedgehog can put the straps back, it's tameh. Remember, the Rambam doesn't hold that way. Rambam learns that even if a hedgehog can put the straps back, it's still tar, according to Rav Yossi. But the Rash learns in this Mishnah that we're talking even according to Rav Yossi, and the reason it's still tameh is because a hedgehog can put it back, and the Ravid's also going to learn that way, let's say. Could very well be. And therefore it's considered that it's not detached, and even when it is detached, and therefore, the Ravid was masik on the Rambam. And when the Rambam says this Keren pshuta is tahora, because a hedgehog can put it together, the Ravid says no. A hedgehog putting it together is a siba latuma. Like we see by the kishel shnatzos. The kishel shnatzos, the hedgehog can put it back together, it's a siba latuma. And therefore, if the straps were completely removed, even if they were completely removed, the fact that a hedgehog can put them back together, that means it remains tameh. It's as if it's not detached. So if that's true, if that's how the Ravid learned, then why wasn't the Ravid masik on the Rambam in the 7th parak? In the din of sandal? What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, V'cheinim nitmu v'heisir shnatzos mehen, v'nifsidat suras en arein tahorin. If they became tame, and he removed the straps, and it no longer has the same tsura, harein tahorin, it's tar. What would the Ravid say? If the Ravid's learning like the Rashi, what do you mean it's tar? It's tame. Even if you remove the straps, the fact that a hedgehog can put them back together, Rambam writes, Alfi Shev Shel Simish Lo Buman, a hedgehog can put them back together. If a hedgehog can put them back together, it should be Tame. So why isn't the Ravid Masig on the Rambam here in Halacha Tes, Perek Zayin? So we have to understand the Rambam better, we have to understand the Ravid better, and if God gives me life, I hope that we are able to work some of this out in the next shiur. We have an exciting Reb Chaim to look forward to. There's also another mahalach in the Rambam that Rav Moshe offers, and this is mamish. It's like main olam habit to learn this, isn't it? So thank you for joining me, sweetest friends. Shalom, shalom.